Your heart is one of the most important things that you can take care of. And every Thursday, we talk health and wellness with our friend Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD. And blood pressure and heart health, it's something that a lot of people need to keep up with themselves. Right, Janisa?
Definitely. Last week, we talked about women's health. We're going to focus on the heart. So let's go even further into everything heart health. And Kevin, do you remember if heart disease is the number one killer of men or women?
Was it both or was it women?
It was both.
Yeah, I knew. It was a kind of a trick question. Yeah, I knew it was both.
Yeah, that means we should all be taking extra care of our hearts. So right now, in this moment, our hearts are pumping and transporting blood throughout our bodies in the arteries and veins. And did you know that blood pressure affects your heart?
I would think that it does, right? Yeah, but yeah, definitely.
Definitely. And just imagine, when the heart pumps blood, it exerts a pressure on the arteries. Now, if that pressure is too high, it can damage the arteries, and then it can lead to heart disease. Mm. So that's why it's so important to take care of it. So let's play our true or false.
All right, let's do it.
All right, first one. High blood pressure usually has no symptoms.
I'm going to say false.
Actually, for most people, their blood pressure could be high without any symptoms at all.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if you skip your annual physical, you may be walking around with elevated blood pressure and not know it.
That's why I go every year. You got to get that physical.
Definitely. Next one. You can only check your blood pressure at the doctor's office.
I'm going to say false. You could probably do it on your own, right?
Yeah, you know, pharmacies usually have a digital blood pressure machine, or you can use a home pressure monitor to use at your convenience. So it's pretty accessible. Next one. White coat hypertension is when your blood pressure is higher at the doctor's office compared to when you're at home.
That does sound true. Is it because you're nervous at the doctor's office?
Yeah. So yeah, many of us get so nervous at the doctor's office, and that can cause the blood pressure to go up.
Yeah, I would think that you would almost get stressed too. You know, you're waiting in there for the doctor to come in to do the physical. Yeah, I could see how that could happen.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We're talking all about one of the most important things, blood pressure and heart health. Your heart, one of the main things you should always keep up with. And every Thursday we talk health and wellness with our friend Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD. And stress, that's something that can really affect both these things, right, Janisa?
Oh, yeah. Stress affects our entire body, and it can elevate some people's blood pressure. And we're living in a time where everyone is stressed out. So when we can't get rid of stress, we have to learn to manage it. And do you know what are two of your favorite de-stressors?
Two of the favorite de-stressors. You know what's funny? Listening to music or like a podcast or something like that, or reading. Yeah, those type of things. Going for a walk, that does it sometimes too.
Yes. I like to call it a menu. Having a menu of things that you know helps to de-stress. I notice that when I'm in nature, it calms me down. And, you know, if I can't go outside, I like to do breathing exercises. So it's just important to know and know your de-stressors and just try to do them often.
Yeah, definitely.
And have you ever heard of the connection between salt intake and elevated blood pressure?
No.
Yes. We know that diet plays a role in heart health. And, you know, we got to be real. Salt makes everything taste good, right?
Right, definitely.
But eating too much salt may increase blood pressure. So we have the salt game.
Oh, fun. Nice.
I'm going to give you two foods, and you tell me which ones you think has more salt, okay?
Okay.
Hard-boiled eggs or deli meats like ham or turkey.
Oh, I love both those things, but I'm going to say the turkey or ham, the deli meats.
Yeah, deli meats typically have a little bit more salt. So now, your hard-boiled egg would be the better option there.
Now, if I put some salt on the hard-boiled egg, I guess that's a whole different story.
Exactly. So the salt shaker, we got to control that one.
Right. Yeah. Control the portions. Moderation.
Exactly. Next one. Plain baked potato or fast food French fries?
I feel like that's an easy one. I love the fries like everybody, but I'd say that they have the most salt.
Oh, yeah. Fast food French fries. And the interesting thing is that you could ask them to give it to you without any salt. So that would help to lower. Next one, canned soup or yogurt?
I don't picture yogurt having salt. So I'm going to say canned soup has the salt.
Yeah. If you take a look at the nutrition facts label of canned soup, it's quite a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, like chicken noodle soup, I feel like has a lot of salt and sodium.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Final one, fresh beans or canned beans?
I would think the canned beans have the salt in there.
Oh, yeah. Anytime we have processed foods, we're typically going to find some kind of sodium in there, some kind of salt. So, you know, we always want to kind of aim for your whole foods in their natural state and limit the amount of salt that you add to it because it's so easy to overconsume salt.
Yeah.
Let's take care of our hearts. Limit salt by purchasing less processed foods. And if you do get canned products, rinsing them out in water can remove some of that salt. So, as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today because tomorrow is another day.
All right, perfect. This is also so important to your blood pressure and your heart health. So thank you so much for all of this today, Janisa.
Thanks so much, Kevin.